you go to the newly reopened and refurbished Canada Science and Technology Museum, you might stumble upon some scientific research in action. The Living Lab is a partnership between the museum and the University of Ottawa, and so far, its creators say it's generating a lot of interest from parents and kids alike. CBC's Mario Cottolucci went for a visit recently.
I'm Tanya Zaminer. I'm the co-founder and co-director of the University of Ottawa Living Lab at Canada Science and Technology Museum. We are linguists and psychologists, and we study language development and cognitive development. So we're interested in roughly the ages of 3 months up to 8 years of age, and we invite parents to come in and do sort of game-like studies where we look at how do children learn their language, how do they learn to be bilingual, and other things like how do they learn to think about the future or think about themselves. So from the child's perspective, they're playing a game. So they're watching a video, or they're repeating some words, or they're playing with objects. So from that perspective, it's a game to them. But we do encourage them with this notion that they're helping with research and that they're little scientists, and that we thank them at the end for having to contribute to science and being a scientist for the day. So this is our reception area, and the idea here is that parents can drop in, and so you don't have to be participating in a study. We really want to, as this is a science museum, we want to share our knowledge with the public. So you can come in and you can ask a question about child development, and our researchers are here, and we'll try to answer questions as best as we can. So this is our quiet sanctuary, and in this area, what we do is we explain the process to the parents and the children, and while the children play a little bit, we go through our consent forms and maybe some questionnaires that we have, and it takes only a couple of minutes typically, and then once that's done, we invite them into one of our testing rooms. In this room right here, we are using eye-tracking technology. This is actually an Ottawa-based company, and what's involved is that we have parents. Their child is sitting on their lap, or if they're old enough, they're sitting by themselves. And we use a low-level light, and we measure it as it reflects off of the children's eyes. And we use this type of methodology to study what it is that children know about language. So if you have a 12-month-old infant, you can't ask them, what do you know? Is this a doll or is this a ball? But instead, we show them pictures and we say, look at the ball. And we measure how fast their eyes move towards the image. And then we measure their language knowledge from that. Right now, my primary research is looking at this question of when you learn language, are you better at learning words if you produce them aloud? So if I ask you, are you going to learn a word better if you produce it aloud? Most of us are going to say yes. And surprisingly, in my research, what I'm finding is that sometimes it helps to say things aloud when you're learning, and sometimes it actually disrupts the learning process. So what we do is we teach children new words, and then we measure their learning of them by their eye movements. And in some cases, when they've learned a word by producing it, they're faster at learning the word. And then in some cases, it actually slows them down. So that's in part what I'm exploring here. Why is that? When that happens? And what does that tell us about how we can teach language in the schools, learning multiple languages at one time? It's accessible. So you have parents and they're here ready with their children, and we can invite them to come in and participate in a study, and we can share our knowledge directly to the public. So at the university, you know, parents have to come in, they have to make an appointment, it's not spontaneous, and not everybody, even if they're interested, has that opportunity. But in this case, we're opening it to the wider public, which is really important to us. We really want this space to be a place to create and share knowledge. By sharing this space with researchers from different perspectives, we're going to be able to create new research that we haven't even thought about and generate new ideas. And we also really want to develop and learn new ways to interact and share our knowledge with the public.
That was Tanya Zaminer, one of the University of Ottawa researchers who helped create the Living Lab at the newly renovated Canada Science and Technology Museum. The Living Lab is open from Wednesday to Sunday from 10 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon.